This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Yankees belted four homers and beat the Twins in the Bronx last night, the final 6-2. Minnesota starter Zebby Matthews allowed three solo shots and took the loss.
Obviously, need to finish innings. I feel like I made some decent pitches. Obviously, had the mistake pitches there on the solo home runs, but luckily the damage happened with nobody on. Was able to keep it in the game, but clearly need to finish the innings a little better.
Byron Buxton returned from the injured list. He hit a solo homer in the sixth. Same two teams play tonight in the Big Apple. The Vikings have an off day today, a calm before the storm, if you will. The Patriots come to town tomorrow for 2 days of joint practices, then a preseason game on Saturday at U.S. Bank Stadium. Minnesota tight end T.J. Hockenson is ready.
Obviously, just going head-to-head with, another defense, starters, and other football teams, that really puts you into the position for you to find out who you are and what you're about. And so, yeah, it's just fun to come out and see a different face across the ball from you a little bit.
Saturday's game will start at noon in downtown Minneapolis. The Gopher football team has a free and open practice today at Huntington Bank Stadium. The workout starts at 11 and gives fans one of their final chances to see the maroon and gold prior to the season opener on August 28th at home against Buffalo. Minnesota sophomore safety Kerry Brown had a big year last year in his first year of starting, and he's working hard to get even better.
For me, I just, I believe in my, what I can do. So I make sure I study every single day, get in the film room, work on my technique on the field, off the field, just continue to get better every day to, practice on playing those different roles.
He and fellow sophomore Coy Parrish figure to be one of the better 1-2 safety combos in the entire country.
We make sure, we talk to each other, seeing what the offense is doing, just continue just, being vocal on the defense and just having that leadership role for our team.
Meanwhile, Parrish was named to another preseason watch list yesterday, this time the Bignarik Award. This is MNN Sports.